From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has won the country's presidential election, defeating his opponent Muharrem İnce. Reuters' Emily Wither reporting now from Istanbul.
Under the new constitution that comes into effect now after this vote, the president will hold considerable power. And critics say that these enhanced powers simply put too much into the hands of one person, and that Turkey lacks the checks and balances of other executive presidencies, such as the US. Erdogan argues that these new powers that he fought for last year in a referendum will put him in a stronger position to tackle the country's economy and crush Kurdish rebels in the south of the country and in neighboring Iraq and Syria.
That is Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Protests continuing over separating detained children and their illegal migrant parents at the U.S. southern border. President Trump reversed his decision last week on the issue of separation, saying it is a good issue for the fall election to maintain Republican control of Congress over the Democrats. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there are so many unanswered questions about the separations issue that a czar needs to be in charge of reunification now.
The situation created by zero tolerance has left many people with zero confidence that the administration will be able to quickly unite the kids. And the fact that they couldn't answer so many questions is another reason that people don't have that confidence.
Thousands of children remain separated from their parents in detention centers along the U.S. border with Mexico and across the country. This is VOA News. European leaders failed to breach bitter divisions over migration during a mini-summit in Brussels, making chances increasingly slim that they'll reach any significant deal for managing the ongoing influx of economic migrants and asylum seekers. Even though many European countries have issues with the migrant influx, the new Italian government says it can no longer handle so many of the migrants without the rest of Europe's help. Catherine Field is a Paris-based journalist.
A lot of antagonism, you could say, between France and Italy ahead of this meeting, because France was saying, well, Italy needs to do more. Italy was saying, you don't understand. That was the reason for the meeting. Essentially, they have come up with no new plan, but they've put new ideas out there, which will be discussed later in the week.
More than 37,000 migrants have arrived in Europe so far this year. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis will be visiting China this week amid growing tensions about Washington and Beijing and their China policies on South China Sea, the U.S. sale of arms to Taiwan, and a looming trade war. Mattis told reporters he wants to take measure of China's strategic ambitions as it increases its military positions in disputed areas of the South China Sea. He often talks about all of this, especially the U.S. responsibility to work with nations in the region.
The United States will continue to adapt and continue to expand its ability to work with others to secure a peaceful, prosperous, and free Asia, one with respect for all nations upholding international law. Because we recognize no nation is an island isolated from the others, we stand with our allies and the international community to address pressing security challenges and do so together.
That is U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. Saudi women began driving on Sunday, part of a new era that ends the long-standing promise of having to be driven by a male chauffeur. This woman is one of the country's new drivers.
It feels weird. I'm so happy. There's no words can explain what I'm feeling right now. I'm just too proud to be doing this right now.
The move is expected to improve women's employment in the country and give the Saudi economy a boost of tens of billions of dollars by the year 2030. India is fast-tracking environmental clearances for projects like power plants and coal mines in a bid to propel growth. This has set off alarm bells among environmentalists and affected residents who say the decisions are being made too quickly. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.